Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Mallee's Hit 96.9.
One weekend closer to the end of the year. Down.
Why are you counting down?
Sense?
No, I didn't. But why are you counting down?
Because I'm not. I'm counting down like out of trepidation and depression. Like I'm not looking forward to it.
No, neither. I love working with you. I love. Why do they tell us we have to take holidays?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Let's protest it. Let's do a we don't want a break protest down the middle of the Maud Street Mall.
Do you want to actually do that? We should do a whole show dedicated before we wrap up in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Dedicated to not wanting to break up for the year.
Do you know what we should? Because it's a strong theme through our show that we hate doing work. So wouldn't that just like really blow everyone's socks off if we did something like that?
Our bosses are always telling us to show every side to Josiah and Ellie, so that's just showing another side.
Yeah.
Not only do we hate work because we're lazy, but we also don't want to take holidays.
Okay, if we're going to do that protest though, can we do it before our last day? Because our last day I've got a flight booked for straight after we get off here, so I'm busy.
I mean, we're taking the holidays, so that's a no-brainer. Yeah, we'll do it the day before.
Okay, great. Okay, so it looks like we're doing the right thing. Looks like we're doing our job, but really we don't.
We can have a drink beforehand at the old local establishment here and then protest after that and then get on holidays ASAP.
I think you need to go on holidays now, bro.
Yeah,
the amount of time it took you to get through that sentence.
Brain's finished for the day, I reckon.
All right, let's wrap it up here. We've got a fun cat. Catch up.
I'll be the judge of wrapping it up. Thank you very much.
Oh, so sorry. All right, keep going. Say some more fun sentences like the one you just said. We'll have a drink at our local.
I feel like an ex-smacky talking that slow.
Heaps of Christmas stuff in here. A big announcement as well. If you missed it on the show, you'll hear it in here. Chances are, if you've got us on the socials, you'll know it already. But, hey, do you want to say anything else?
No, I just want to get out because I love holidays.
Dunzel Washington, old Josiah over here. All right, enjoy the catch-up. Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
Over the weekend, Jay. 1st of December was
It was Saturday, was it?
Yep, that's the one. The day when you're supposed to, you know, put up your Christmas tree and get all ready. And Christmas is officially in the air. What are you up and about?
Oh, I love Christmas and I love Mariah Carey because this album is on repeat every day from now until Christmas Day.
I know. And I gotta say, Josiah,
here's you.
I hate it. Hate's a strong word. I am gonna make a lot of enemies by saying this, and so I'm gonna need your support this morning, 13, 12, 16. But I'm not a fan of Christmas.
I don't want to really say too much right now because you have got me both disappointed and extremely angry. You cannot be a friend of mine.
I can.
You cannot talk on this radio to the Goulburn Valley with Christmas around the corner and bring this show and this Monday down saying something as stupid as what you just said.
I feel like I'm in high school again and my teachers are telling me off.
Ellie, think very carefully about what you're about to say. Give me a very good reason.
I don't love Christmas. The build-up is just so draining. He's stressing about, like, what am I going to get dad? Oh, what am I going to get my brother? Oh, my brother's got a new girlfriend. Do I have to get her something? Is she going to get me something? I don't know. Do I get her something cheap? Do I go expensive?
Stop seeing it as a chore and start embracing it. See it as fun.
And then it's like, oh, cool, I've been saving money all year. I'm about to blow it all on presents for other people that they don't even care about. When you're an adult, you don't really care about getting presents anymore.
This is really sad. I am so disappointed in you.
There's more, though. There's more reasons I don't just like
keep going.
It's like the day of Christmas itself. It's fine, but like you're catching up with family that you haven't seen much throughout the year and you're just making small talk. What have you been up to this year? What have you been up to this year? Oh, cool. The Christmas carols, everywhere you go, it's just bloody... Everywhere you go. I was in Woolies the other day in Melbourne.
It's the best.
This was blasting. I'm like, guys, it's still 25 days. Okay, maybe play it the week off. Maybe, but not 25 days out.
Nah, go for a drive. Check out some Christmas lights. Have some fun. It's Christmas. It's in the air. You can smell it. It is the best time of year. Look, go for a walk down the mall. You see lights and Christmas trees everywhere, stars. There's the peace sign above Aquamoves. It's just that sense of feeling around town, around the Goulburn Valley that Christmas is here. Get excited, Ellie.
No, for me, it's a feeling of stress. It's like, okay, so now, what is it, the third? I've got 22 days left to get about 15 presents for people. Like, my boyfriend, what am I going to get my boyfriend? I don't know.
Who cares? Start looking. Be prepared, you Grinch.
No, don't call me a Grinch.
You are the Grinch.
No.
You're sounding worse than the Grinch. You're making the Grinch look like a Christmas angel.
I don't think I'm alone, though. There is someone in their car at their house right now thinking, Ellie, you're on the ball here.
I was dressed filming this video the other day at the gym, dressed as an elf, and this kid walks past me and he stared at me and I said, Happy Christmas, buddy. He just looked back at me and goes, I don't celebrate Christmas.
See?
I was like, okay, so I'm so sorry. Didn't mean to offend you.
13, 12, 16. Back me up here, someone, please. I mean, there's a chance we're not going to get any calls, in which case I will admit it, I am the Grinch. But do you also not like Christmas? You know, like, I don't want to get rid of Christmas. I don't want to just say, like, let's cancel Christmas. I still want it to happen.
So you're happy if you don't get any presents at all this Christmas?
Yeah, I am. I mean, if everyone else is getting presents around me and I don't, that'll be a bit sad.
Oh, there you go.
But if I don't have to give any, then great.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
Dave from Shep, you've given us a call. Can you back me up, buddy?
Yes, I can, Ellie. You see, when you have a family of six siblings, two parents, and very large extended on both sides, and they're all expecting a presents that both cater their preference and sit at a reasonable price range,
yep.
you just end up completely out of pocket by
David,
the end of the year.
It's called Kmart, mate.
Yeah, but I will agree with you, Josiah, that lights are nice, music's nice, but I dread the season itself.
The music gets a little bit repetitive, though. Like, how many times can we hear this? You know?
I could hear it a million times.
Could you? I mean, this one's all right. This one will do, but like, Santa Baby.
Wait till we start playing these songs on our station. I can't wait till radio stations start playing. David, I'm going to start calling you the Grinch of Shepparton.
No!
I do enjoy a Bublé album every year.
Oh, Bublé's good.
That's true. Have you started your Christmas shopping yet, Dave?
That's the worst part. When I was listening to the show this morning, I realised I had not.
Yeah, me neither.
You and me both.
I reckon you two should go, you know what you both need to do, a little trip to Kmart together, get all your presents for your extended family and whatnot. And you know what else we should do?
What's that, Jay?
I reckon I should install Christmas back into you, Ellie. David, you should probably come along for the ride as well.
We need Christmas lessons.
We need to go look at some Christmas lights or get a photo together with Santa Claus.
I drove past the peace sign on Aquamoves this morning. I've seen them.
Nah, we need to go get an ice cream, you know, drive around with the McFlurry and stare at Christmas lights together with Mariah Carey blasting out the speakers. Get around it. It's Christmas time.
Oh, God. Well, thanks for supporting me, David. You and I can be Grinchy together.
All right. Thanks,
Ben. Thanks, cool, buddy. All right, Jay, I will let you attempt to convince me.
Leave it with me over the next couple of weeks. Let's put our heads together, or I'll put my mind together with myself, if that's possible, and I'm going to install Christmas back into your bones.
All right. Merry December, Goulburn Valley.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
How good's this? The future
really
is
good.
Finally here. And so they've announced Human Uber. It's launched in Japan. What it is, it's strangers with iPad masks strapped to their faces pretending to be you.
No, 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 no.
This is so good. If you were as lazy as me, you would love this idea.
No, you wouldn't. What's the point in sending your face to a party if you can't be there to have a frothy?
It's because some people like being on the couch, Ellie, unlike you, Miss Social.
Hey, I spent a lot of hours on the couch over this weekend, I'm not going
to
lie.
Researchers perfected a way for you to stay social without having to leave the comfort of your own home.
Right.
By having a surrogate, which is essentially another person, who you have to try. You get to pick which person you want to go, so you can go by their body type and shape, right? They strap on an iPad mask on their face and they venture out into the world pretending to be you. There's
so
little
I could get
eye holes
Miranda
down the bottom.
Kerr,
if she
effectively, if she signed up as an Uber, what is it, body? What do you call it?
You would
Uber
get
driver?
Miranda Kerr, and people would be like, "That must be Ellie because it's the same body." Yes. How good's this though? Imagine your mate needs help moving, for example. Yeah, no worries. I'll be there. Sit on the couch watching Netflix. You're there, you know, cheering him on. Good work, mate. Keep going. But you've got some person from Uber that you've paid $15 an hour. And they're lifting and doing all the hard work for you.
What if, like, there's a person that you want to kiss at the party?
Then you lean in with your iPad and they can kiss the screen. Perfect.
Not perfect.
I think there's a different type of robot for what you're after. But imagine, right, and this is what I reckon would be so good using this for.
What?
Imagine waking up, right, at 4:30, which we do this show.
Yeah.
I'd be able to wake up at 5:55, turn on my screen, have some person stand in here, do the job for me with your little iPad on the microphone. I could do the show from bed.
But then, like, what about pressing? Oh, you don't press the buttons.
I don't do anything.
I couldn't, because, like, that person wouldn't know how to press the buttons.
You don't need to. You have to come in. I get to stay in bed and do the show for 3 hours every day while paying some Uber dude. And you know what? I could probably convince our boss to pay for it as well.
What if the Uber dude's way better at the job than you? I'd just be like, oi, bro, take your iPad off.
Yeah.
It was Josiah and Ellie. It's now John and Ellie. Let's do it.
Hey, John, pipe down. This is my show, mate. I know I'm in bed and I know you're in the studio, but get out. This is my mic.
Actually, this would be great, because every time you annoy me, I could just be like, John, get out. Take him out. Actually, just put the iPad out. You come back.
Yeah, but then I wouldn't be able to, yeah, good point. I wouldn't be able to control. Hey,
no.
John. No, but I'm paying John, so he has to do what I say.
What if John is a criminal and he's being you and he's just said, oh, no, Josiah made me do it. I was being Josiah's body and he went and killed someone, robbed a bank. Ha, got you there. You can't trust John
to be your buddy.
I don't trust anyone else to be my buddy. What if they go and eat heaps of KFC? Does that mean I'm going to get fat?
No, because then people will be like, well, you've got the wrong body. And that's when I fire John and I go and get Zac Efron to strap my mask on and pretend to be Josiah. This invention is going to change the face of how we live, and I am so on board with it.
Do you know what we should do? We should be each other's faces for a day.
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
We should strap the iPod to each other's face. Oh, God, I'd be so scared to see what you do with me.
I'd love to be you for a day.
Imagine, what about when John's going to the toilet?
Yeah, exactly. Who cares?
You can see John.
Yeah, he can probably turn my screen off, but I keep going, John. You're doing a great job.
No.
Hey, John, push.
Josiah and Ellie, Hit 96.9.
Seems to be a lot of places around the Goulburn Valley that get broken into.
Yeah, there's a lot of I announced the stat, and it wasn't like me that did the research. The police told us the stat.
You've been studying
We get broken into more than any other place. I think in Australia, it's one of the highest crime rates in terms of break and enters. That is a just disgusting statistic to have.
Thieves, if you're listening, stop doing it. Buy your own stuff. It's not that hard. Okay. God, I got that off my chest. But one of our friends recently got broken into. And usually when you get broken into, your TV gets stolen, your big appliances,
expensive painting, something, your wallet, some jewelry.
Yeah, but he didn't have any of the expensive big stuff stolen. All the stuff he had stolen was weird, like his shoes, his clothes. The weirdest of all, his electric toothbrush.
Well, what about the beard trimmer?
The beard trimmer.
But without the thing, like, what do you, I don't understand what you want.
Yeah, it's just, my mind is boggled by the whole thing.
And left the TV.
They left the TV, left a really expensive electric guitar that he had.
What?
Whole bunch of stuff was left behind, but the beard trimmer, I had to take that. Like, oh God, God forbid they leave the beard trimmer. But it just got me thinking about the weird things that people steal, because sometimes it's just unexplainable why they do it. Like, what possible usage could you have for someone else's electric toothbrush?
Yeah, there's some weirdos out there. I had a mate whose wife, every single day for 2 weeks, her undies were stolen off the back line.
Oh, no.
What sort of sicko is doing that?
Yeah, there's more to it than just that. They're not, yeah.
That's some sort of fantasy, wasn't it?
Twisted.
They had to get the police and they tracked down some absolute sick minder that had some sort of weird fetish for women's underwear.
Oh,
and
God.
So, don't worry about the TV. He could have got that. Don't worry about the car. He could have stolen that. No, just wants a pair of knickers.
Hope they weren't like Victoria's Secret ones.
Nah,
you know? Hope they were just like Kmart Bonds or something.
They were 3/4 grandma undies.
Fair enough.
He doesn't
like mine.
The robber didn't like sexy underwear.
Yeah, no, fair enough. I got broken into once. My car got broken into and they went through the whole thing, stole nothing.
What do you mean? So they just went.
I had nothing worth stealing in my car. And I was kind of a bit offended. I was like, hold on, why don't you want my stuff?
Yeah.
Like, I had a So Fresh 2001 CD in there. They didn't steal that.
That's offensive.
I know. They went through my change. You know how you've got like the change thing in your car where you keep all your loose change?
It's all tens and fives.
Didn't take any of it.
We can't make anything of this. What a waste of time.
We don't want to carry that. We want to talk about this morning. 13, 12, 16. What's the weirdest thing you've had stolen? You know, maybe it's a wheelie bin or like a, I don't know, your belt buckle.
Or just a food item lying around the house or something.
Yeah.
There's some weird stories, and I reckon a lot of people, after saying that stat before, have been broken into around the GV.
Josiah and Ellie, Hit 96.9.
Cash from Yarrawonga, have you had something weird stolen?
Hey, yeah. I had cigarette butts stolen out of my garage about 2 weeks ago.
That's weird.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Cigarette butts, not even like cigarettes.
No, just cigarette butts.
Like, don't get me wrong, cigarettes are pretty expensive these days, but how desperate are you to smoke the last bit of the end of a butt? Is that what they're getting at here?
Yeah, pretty much.
So was anything else taken from the garage?
Oh, there was, but it's not really worth mentioning.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's all normal
so
stuff.
So I'm confused. So they come into your garage just to see you. That's almost a good thing, Tash, because it saves you from cleaning up, yeah. I reckon.
Yeah, no, it is good. But at the same time, it's just like invading personal space just a little bit too much.
Of course. Surely you have an idea on who it could be.
Yes, we do.
Oh, there you go.
There's always that dodgy neighbour, isn't
it? Maybe it could have been them. If we just, like, you know, give them the benefit of the doubt, maybe it could have been them trying to do a good deed. You know, like they stole from you, they felt a bit bad about it, so they're like, oh, here we go, we'll clean up as we go. You know, we'll just throw away the cigarette butts. Do you think that could have been their thought process at all?
Probably not, no.
Probably not.
Before.
And was this a one-off or have they done it a couple of times?
No, so they've tried coming back 3 times and I had it also done about 8 months ago from the front of my house. So hence the reason we moved it back.
See, that is just weird. Don't worry about the TV. There's some cigarette butts right there.
Well, the whole house was unlocked as well, so it was...
No way.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Just leave it out for them. You know, like, you know how there's a rubbish collection? Just leave out your butts out the front. Be like, here you go. Do you know what? If you want them that bad, just take it.
It's not
Come in my house.
It's not Santa Claus. You're not leaving out cookies and some milk. Easy, Siggy. Tash, maybe you should start doing like a, what do you do at like Christmas, an Easter egg hunt and hide cigarettes all around your garden and stuff and see if they can get it just for a bit of entertainment.
The carrots are green.
I'll just leave a fresh ashtray out the front and they can take that.
Oh, you know what? Christmas night, like you leave the carrots out for the 12. Is it 12 reindeer? It is 12, isn't it? Leave like 12 cigarettes in a line.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
Hey, Ellie, have you got an ad? Oh, no, you wouldn't because you hate Christmas. We spoke about that earlier in the show. I was going to ask you, do you have an advent calendar?
No. Do you know what? I'd have an advent calendar though. I'd get one of those booze ones.
You do a shot like a out shot of each one. It's December 3rd today, which means everyone started opening their advent calendars. You get a chocolate for each day of the month leading up to Christmas.
Yeah, I was actually staying with friends over the weekend and they both had one. So they were so excited on Saturday to open up their first one.
I love it because it's the best, right?
Yeah.
You get a chocolate every day. No, you don't have to feel bad about your diet because it's Christmas time.
No, I'm shredding, so.
Yeah,
a
little square of chocolate doesn't matter. But people are so angry.
Why?
You know Celebrations, the brand? They've got
the chocolate brand.
The chocolate brand. Yeah. You open a box of Celebrations, you get a bunch of different chocolates.
Yeah.
They've got their own advent calendar.
Cute.
People have taken to Twitter fuming because on December 1st.
God. I love it when people take to Twitter fuming. I know. It's just like, oh, God, what's upset the Twitterverse today?
They're up there with vegans and.
Yeah. Hey, don't be rude to vegans.
They force it and preach it at your face. People are so
You're
angry.
You're going to get so bashed for saying that.
Ah, vegans, come at me. December 1st.
Yeah.
A bounty came out.
Oh, do you know what? I would be furious about that
People
too.
People are so angry that the first chocolate of the month, and they're like, why do we want this? Why did you put the bounty in the calendar?
Yeah, because bounties suck.
I don't understand. First of all, today you said you've hated Christmas, right? You're the Grinch of Shepparton. Now you're saying you don't like bounty bars. They are one of the best bars in the world.
No, they're not. They suck. They're covered in coconut.
Coconut's delicious.
No, it's like a Lamington. No time for that.
Are you kidding me? You are an Australian?
I know. I eat Vegemite.
But you don't eat a Lamington?
Nah, no time for coconut-covered things.
Have you had a Bounty ice cream bar?
Nah, why would I?
Better than the chocolate bar is delicious, right?
Yeah.
A coconut covered in chocolate, delicious. Let alone an ice cream flavor, they nailed it.
Is it ice coconut-flavored ice cream?
It's exactly the same as the bar, but basically frozen and delicious.
I wouldn't eat a Bounty if you paid me.
Are you kidding me?
Nah.
What is you and the rest of these people that have issues in their lives?
Yeah.
Like, there's a few going on in your head if you don't like a bounty bar.
Put a
right?
Boost bar in there. Put a dairy milk.
Yuck! See, Boost
is
nothing on a bounty. 13, 12, 16. If you're with me, bounties are delicious. Or if you're with Ellie, I don't understand though what the outrage is. Anyone? People were probably happy. I don't know what today's one was. I should probably buy a Celebrations Advent calendar
just an excuse
to find out to see what it was.
But you know what?
People are angry.
Buy me one. I'll give you my bounties. There you go.
Every time you get a bounty. But how's this? People are getting upset about Christmas because of the bounty bar. Oh, here we go. We've got a call.
We've got a call come through. Hit 96.9, you are live on the radio. Who's this?
It's Meg.
Meg, did you say?
Yes.
Hey, Meg.
What do you reckon? Team Josiah, Team Ellie?
Bounties, team. No way. Bounties all the way.
Thank
I'm so
you.
Excited to get one.
Have you had the ice cream bar?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I was just listening there, like my mouth is watering. I'm probably going to go to the supermarket right now and get one.
I'm dead set tonight. I'll celebrate by getting a box from the freezer section in Coles or Woolies and demolish it.
Just go and get yourself a big old coconut, chop that open, and it's the same thing.
It's not the same, is it?
No, not the same. No, no way.
And do you understand why people are outraged about getting a bounty bar on the first day of December?
No way. What is that? That's like Christmas on the 1st of December.
You and I are both in the same boat here. I reckon it's people like Ellie that don't like Christmas, don't like bounty bars.
It takes all types. It takes all types to make the world go round, guys. In fact, it works out well. Like, if we lived together, we'd be the perfect pair because I could give you my bounties, you guys could give me your boosts or something. I don't know. I like a boost.
Do you reckon Ellie's a vegan as well?
Probably.
Thanks for your call, Meg.
No worries. See ya.
See ya. Josiah, you're going to get us. You're going to get us bashed one day.
Don't mind a complaint every now and then.
God. Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9. Scoopla.
Time to take a look at what's trending in the world of entertainment and what's trending number one on YouTube and all video streaming services at the moment is, of course, the film clip to Ariana Grande's song Thank You, Next. Have I got it here?
I love this song. Next.
Thank you. Listen to the lyrics of it. Have you ever listened to the actual lyrics?
Yeah, she names all her exes.
Yeah, so heavy
then
if you want
her exes.
Thanks
them and says, next.
Yeah.
I'm happy to be your next.
Oh, I bet you are. Well, she's finally dropped the film clip to it. Everyone's been talking about it for a couple of weeks now. Dropped over the weekend, and I got to say, it is an absolute cracker.
So what's going on? Everyone's talking about it. Why?
Well, basically, she's referenced a whole bunch of noughties rom-coms, which is my favourite genre of music, of film. So it starts off with her being Regina George in Mean Girls.
Yeah.
Does that mean anything to you?
No, I've never seen Mean Girls. Sorry.
You know how earlier in the show I said I don't like Christmas and you got really mad at me? I'm now really mad at you. You've never seen it? Are you serious?
Yeah, I feel like that's a female rom-com that girls love.
It is my number two favourite movie of all time.
If you're a guy out there that likes Mean Girls, 13, 12, 16, let me know what I'm missing out on this morning. 13, 12, 16.
Well, I'm about to go over all the references and you're not going to get any of them. That's not
Give us another one. I'll tell
Aaron
you what.
Aaron Samuels, do you know who he is?
Never heard
of him. Okay, he's who Katie Heron in Mean Girls falls in love with. This is all going straight over your head. He's like the hot guy in the movie. He's in the actual film clip that Aaron has done.
What, the same guy from the actual movie?
The same guy from the action movie. He's not the only one with a cameo. Our very own Troye Sivan.
Really?
He's in it.
What's he doing in it?
He's just, you know.
I'll tell you someone who I saw was in it.
Who?
Kardashian, the mum.
Kris Jenner. Thank you for bringing that up, Josiah. She plays Cool Mum.
Cool Mum. Okay. Is she? What does
I'm not
that
like
mean?
A regular mum. I'm a cool mum. Do you know that quote at all?
No.
Josiah. You are killing me right now.
Are these all Mean Girls references?
Yes.
What other movies does she reference in the thing that I might know?
She references Bring It On. If you haven't seen that, I'm walking out
of the
studio.
Is that cheerleader one?
Yes.
Yeah, with Kirsten Dunst?
Yes.
I know enough of it to maybe I have seen it back in the day. I'm going to say no, though, just to annoy you.
13 going on 30?
Nah, never seen it.
Oh, my God. Legally Blonde.
I've seen Legally Blonde.
Thank the
Great
Lord.
Movie. Ready? Watch this. What am I doing right now? Bend. What?
And snap. Thank you. Glad you mentioned that because that is a massive scene in the Ariana Grande film clip.
That's my favourite dance move.
They're all bending and snapping. They get the original girl, you know, the beautician in it?
Yeah.
She's in the film clip as well.
Oh, brilliant. Now I'm on board. If you see me at the deck on a Saturday night, you'll know I love a bend and snap.
I'm glad you like one part of it because it's had 78 million views on YouTube already and it's only been out for a couple of days.
Good work, Ariana, you little pocket rocket, you.
I'm so mad about the Mean Girls scene.
Nah, maybe I should watch it then. Do I have a viewing party at my house?
Yeah. Or I could just say, like, I'm ready for my new co-host. See what I did there?
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
The time has come for us to tell you the next exciting thing that the Josiah and Ellie show is doing. For the last a few weeks ago, we had a meeting with our boss and we said to him, hey, Benny, we want to do something cool. We want to go out with a bang for 2018.
Oh, not just a bang. We want to go all out. We want to be on top of the GV.
Exactly. We want to throw the event of the year.
So we've been organising it. We've had meeting after meeting.
Yeah.
We didn't think we'd get this one over the line, did we? It was just a crazy idea. I was like, please make this happen.
Yeah. Yeah. And guess what, guys? We've made it happen.
We don't care if you've been naughty or nice. We just want a party. Come on. It's Josiah and Ellie's Deck the Mall Christmas Party.
We're having a party!
If anyone listens to this show, they know that Josiah and Ellie love to party.
We like to party. We like to party, and we want to have a party for you, Goulburn Valley.
Yes.
Christmas party, a start of summer party. It's going to be all time.
Yeah, got to say thanks to a couple of people. It will be at the Deck in Shepparton.
Yes.
No matter where you are in the GV, we want you there. Can we announce what we're going to be doing on the night?
Yeah, of course we can. Of course we can.
What's more important? Is it the act that's going to be performing, or is it what we're going to give away?
What we're going to give away.
Okay.
Let's start with that. We'll reveal the act a little bit later on.
Okay, so what we're going to be doing is on the night, mm-hmm. not only is it going to be a crazy party, drinks, food, whatever you want. It's a party.
Yeah.
We're going to be getting a real life size advent calendar.
Yes.
With 25 days on an advent
calendar.
That
is how many there are, yep.
And each person that has won their way there with a plus one
mm-hmm.
has a number on the advent calendar. In that advent calendar are 25 prizes.
Yes. Ranging from really good ones to like some average ones.
Nothing's bad.
Nothing's bad. In fact, when we talk about the really good ones, $1,000.
Yeah, this is the grand prize.
Thanks to Stevens Jewelers. They're providing it, the gift of giving. That's what they're selling this Christmas, and they have very generously provided $1,000 for someone at our party to win.
So not only are you going to come to the Josiah and Ellie Christmas party at the Deck, we're calling it Deck the Mall.
Yeah, because it'll be down in the mall.
Oh, I can't wait.
It's an extension of the Deck, so it's actually going to be in the Maud Street Mall.
So you're telling me someone on the night will walk away with $1,000.
That is exactly what I'm telling you, Josiah.
Not only that, but everyone that rocks up will walk away with something else besides free drinks and food as well.
Yes. We want to give away these tickets. We're going to be giving them away before the end of the show today.
Josiah and Ellie, Hit 96.9.